Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So blessed to have you with me again today. Thankful for you. Thankful for your study of the Word. My prayer is that you are growing in your walk with the Lord and that you are coming to know Him and having a love for the Word of God more and more every time you study it, either on your own or through this podcast or whatever means is possible. Just want to encourage you, stay in fellowship with the Lord through His Word. It will guide you throughout all your life, no matter what you face in your life. There's an answer for all of the things that you go through, if not specifically, at least generally how we should be toward those things and always looking to the Lord for our answers. We go to Him in prayer every time we begin our studies together, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise today for your Word again. What a joy it is every day to be able to come to the Word of God, knowing that there's a God of the universe that wants to communicate with us. You've given us this wonderful means of the Bible to be able to study about you. And Lord, we're learning so much through this book of John, the Gospel of John. And I ask, Lord, that you will bless us with your Holy Spirit today to guide us into all truth. Help us, Lord, to live according to that truth by your Spirit as well. We bless you. We give you thanks today. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, I Have Meat That You Know Not Of, and it's taken from the book of John, chapter 4, and verse 32. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus met a Samaritan woman at a well located near a Samaritan city named Sychar. As they conversed, the woman said, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What do you seek? Or, Why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and said to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. And in chapter 4 and verse 32 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, I have meat that you know not of. Where we read, But he said unto them, I have meat that you know not of. The verse reads, But he said unto them. John began with the words, but he said, or however, nevertheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, Jesus uttered, declared, and proclaimed unto him, which means to his disciples, or to them, his disciples. John shared how Jesus responded to his disciples' request for him to eat with the following words. The verse goes on to say, I have meat that you know not of. John continued with the words, I have meat to eat, which means I, Jesus, hold, own, and possess food and nourishment to consume and devour that you know not of, or of which you, disciples, do not perceive, understand, pay attention to, or observe. John shared how Jesus said he possessed nourishment of which his disciples were unaware. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus responded to his disciples' request for him to eat. Rather than receive the food his disciples were offering, he told them that he was nourished by food they did not perceive. Jesus was fed with the spiritual food of bringing salvation to people. And because the Samaritan woman became a believer in him, he was sustained within his spirit. God desires to feed the soul of every person who will yield their life to his son Jesus. And because so many offerings of the world are fleshly and temporary, they only satisfy for a short time. Jesus desires to give people life and life more abundantly. And those who are wise shall seek to know the meat that only Jesus can provide. Next time, John shares how Jesus' disciples say, "Has any man brought him anything to eat?" So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.